Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 71. So this is a pretty timely episode. I think it's December 24th. There's a lot of hype and self-help talk going around because the new year's almost here. New year's resolutions, bucket lists, those kinds of things. And I think that's great and all, but there's a lot of noise going around, you know, how you can really make the most out of 2019. I think I can make things simpler. And that's why I wanted to do this episode, to give what I think is the most impactful mindset that I carry with myself every day that gives me the confidence that I really can make 2019 the best year of my life. So I think you'll get a lot out of this episode. If nothing, you'll learn what I have said as the background of my phone and why that matters to me. You'll learn why I keep saying, nah, bigger in life, and why embracing that kind of mindset will seriously, seriously help you in the new year. So really excited to talk about that. Real quick, before I get into it, I do have to give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Burrow. You know I love the folks at Burrow, their mission to create clever, uncompromising furniture for modern life at home. I've mentioned it before, but they were kind enough to hook me up with an armchair. It's where I do all my writing. It's where I record. I've got it positioned in my apartment in Chicago overlooking the river. It's where I do a lot of my thinking and writing. I think the bottom line here is that I love their sofas, their armchairs. They're sturdy. They won't slide when you kind of sit on it. You don't like become one with it where pillows kind of move and you slide off. That's a huge pet peeve of mine. It's also spill resistant, which is great if you're like me and you kind of spill everything possible on your couch and you're running out of cushions to flip over. And their sofas and couches also have built-in phone chargers, which is great. So really next level stuff from Burrow there. So I'm happy to support them. You can go to burrow.com/new mindset for $75 off your order. That's pretty great. Again, burrow.com/new mindset. So thanks again to Burrow for sponsoring. I appreciate them. And one last quick note, and then I'll get into it, that, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast and you've been enjoying it, I'd love for you to share it with other people. I do get a ton of messages from listeners saying that, you know, they tell all their friends and their colleagues to listen to the show. And I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you so, so much for spreading the word. But I'd love to thank you more directly, in that, you know, if you post it on Instagram on a story, I'll repost it. I really love doing that. I think it's a cool way to spread the word and for me to interact with you. So if you want to do that, post it up Instagram, tag me at case.kenny. I'll repost it. But again, thank you for all the support. It means a lot to me. So let's get into it. So the idea for this episode came from last night. I was watching that new movie that's on Netflix that's going around. It's called Bird Box. It's got Sandra Bullock, John Malkovich. It's got like Machine Gun Kelly in it. It's got a pretty eclectic cast, but it's a pretty crazy movie. It's like a survival, weird shit happening kind of movie. Worth it. It's really good. But there's a scene in it where one of the characters says the following, and I loved it, and it gave me the idea for this. And when he said it, it's within the context of some of the characters are arguing with each other, are arguing that, you know, there's no point in continuing the fight to survive because there's really just no possibility of things to get better. Like, what's the point? And the character says the following. He says, "Life is more than just what it is now. It's what it could be, what you can make of it." I'll say it again. Life is more than just what it is now. It's what it could be, what you can make of it. And I freaking love that. I paused it in the middle of that scene. I threw subtitles on and then screenshotted it so I had to remember it. And there's a lot more happening in that scene, particularly that the characters are fighting over this idea of having hope and something to believe in. And that's kind of what I want to talk about in this episode. And especially with the new year approaching and all of the self-help people coming out of the shadows to write their new blog post or their new Medium post on how to make 2019 the best year of your life. And that I think I could save you some time. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that I firmly, firmly, firmly believe that life is more than just what it is now, than what it could be, you know, what we can make of it. I think a big part of making that mindset stick in your life is having something to believe in. And for me, this is pretty simple. It's that the future can be better than the past, than the present. The future can be bigger and better and brighter than the past, and it can be bigger and better and brighter than now. And that's what really powers me, to be honest. It's what gives me hope. It's why I think I'm able to roll with the punches and not get as discouraged as most people as often as I should. You know, it's why I'm kind of a glass half full kind of dude. So I want to keep this episode really simple, in that I just want to encourage you to embrace this, truth. I think it's a truth, the truth that life is more than just what it is now. It's what it could be, what we can make of it. And I want you to write that down. I want you to repeat it to yourself when you start to doubt yourself, or when you're having a bad day or something like that. You know, when something bad happens, you get fired, you don't get promoted, you lose a deal, your friend hurts you, a relationship falls apart, whatever. I want you to remember that fact. And I want you to remember it within the context of your life, within the context of everything that you've done to date, all the hard work you've put in, all the bullshit you've been through, everything you've put up with. Because again, I am convinced that life is more than just what it is now. It's what we can make of it. You know, and big things happen. They happen all the time, and they happen fast. You know, if you want to know what it's kind of like to be in my head, it's pretty simple. You know, I'm very convinced that all of my hard work and every aspect of my life will pay off big time. And it'll pay off at any point. I don't know when, but it could be any moment. Tomorrow, literally. You know, tomorrow could be the day where everything pays off. It could be the day that my life changes. You know, and if you come to truly believe that, I think you'll be way too excited to be discouraged or frustrated or down on yourself or anything, because you'll just be so freaking excited. And again, that's just how I see it. And not just see it, that's how I live it. And I'm telling you here, I'm kind of smiling when I say this, because I think you should seriously believe in this, in the power of potential. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass here. I've seen this mindset manifest itself so many times that tomorrow everything could change. My buddy Charlie runs a YouTube channel called Charisma on Command, has over 1 million subscribers. It's really cool content. But I did an in-depth blog post on them a couple years ago. And from that, you know, I learned that they started making videos in like the middle of 2015, call it April 2015. Nothing really happened. They weren't getting anywhere. No one really cared. They were cranking out content, but nothing was going on. They were just making videos. And then boom, in like February of 2016, things took off. They got one viral video and the rest is history. You know, Charlie does this for a living now. They're very well known and very successful. Just boom, from that one moment. You could say the same about Pursuit, for example, for doing quick entrepreneurial example. Like, I've been doing it for close to 5 years, 4 years of which I would call it kind of dicking around, frankly, if I'm being honest. You know, I learned a lot about what I was doing, but it wasn't a business. And this all changed last year. I made a couple of changes, but just kept doing what I was doing in a very intentional way. And everything has been huge since then. Huge growth and press and revenue and things like that. And again, those are just two entrepreneurial creator type examples, but I think it's the same when it comes to just life, that tomorrow everything could change for the better. You know, your biggest breakthrough can come tomorrow. You can meet someone tomorrow who could absolutely change your life. Something can happen at your 9-to-5 tomorrow that gives you a once in a lifetime opportunity. You could see something, hear something, read something tomorrow that just fundamentally changes your life. And in my mind, that's what makes tomorrow such an overwhelmingly positive concept in my mind. And I think it should be the same for you. And that's what I just really want to encourage you to embrace, a similar mentality. You know, I don't want you to worry about tomorrow or overthink it, you know, because you have so much to look forward to, things that eventually you'll be just so thankful and grateful for. And I really don't see any other way to live your life, really, you know, that I think we need to fully embrace and just believe the fact that our future is going to work itself out for the better. And we should be excited about that in the meantime. We should be excited for a new morning, for a new day. You know, even if that day is a Monday and you're miserable at work or whatever, or if you're dreading doing something tomorrow that you just have been putting off and don't want to do, or if you've been doing the same thing every day for the past year and tomorrow is kind of just another day, you know, you should still be freaking excited. because in my, you know, tomorrow, everything could change again. And even if it doesn't, like in a big noticeable way, tomorrow you could still come to realize something that might change you for the better the next day or the next day, you know, and that might then empower you to make a decision for yourself that will change your life in big and noticeable ways. Either way, tomorrow is too huge of an opportunity to overlook and just not at least be excited for. It's filled with potential. And I really think we should celebrate the future and the things it might hold for us, the people it might hold for us. You know, I, for one, am just very, very excited by that. You know, if I get down on a relationship or on a friend, you know, I'm quite positive with my mentality. I'm okay because who knows what the future holds for me. I think it holds great things for me, great people. And that's always a reason to smile and just be excited. And again, if you're sitting there right now listening and you're like, ah, that's good. That's great, Case. You know, that's positive. That's cool. That's wishful thinking. I can appreciate that, you know, but maybe you're like, I just don't really see it though. I don't see how the future holds anything great for me. You might be like, you know, I do the same things every day. I see the same people. I'm bored. I don't have a passion. I don't feel motivated. I'm not successful. I've got all this personal bullshit going on in my life. I've got baggage from my past holding me down. I just don't really see how something great can happen to me tomorrow. And if you're saying that, here's a quote from the author of that book, or that series rather, the sister of the traveling pants, Anna Brashears. She says, "Where there is nothing, there is the possibility of everything. Where there is nothing, there is the possibility of everything." I think it's awesome. You know, in my opinion, everything has potential. Everything has the potential to be bigger and better and brighter. You know, even something small and innocent or just something seemingly inconsequential has that potential. You know, there's so much opportunity and potential in the present that I can't help but be just freaking excited for the future. You know, starting this podcast, you know, maybe this is the start for me to be on my path to be the world's number one podcaster or whatever, something like that. Saying hi to that person at the bar. Maybe that's the start of an amazing relationship. Writing an email to a brand looking for a sponsorship. Maybe that's the start of a very profitable partnership. Deciding to go to the gym again. Maybe that's the start of an amazing journey to having and achieving that body of your dreams. Stuff like that. But even in the context of where there's nothing big happening, even in stillness, where there seems to be nothing or no real momentum or whatever, to me, that is still filled with absolute potential. And I don't see how you couldn't agree with that. You know, I want you, for sake of example, to look back and think back to who you were, call it 5 years ago. You know, if you're like me, a lot has changed in 5 years. Certainly, I've grown a lot. I bet you have as well. If I were to go back 5 years to 25, and would have gone point by point in my life to what I'm doing now, to the things that I've accomplished, things that I'm proud of right now. At age 25, I would not have believed that. You know, 25-year-old Case would never have believed that 30-year-old Case would be a, you know, successful entrepreneur, writer, podcaster, you know, a dude who is super confident in himself, who doesn't overthink things, who isn't afraid to say what he's thinking, to put himself out there, does the, you know, bang out killer selfies in the middle of Michigan Avenue in Chicago. You know, I would have shook my head or laughed at myself if I would have thought that, you know, 30-year-old Case would be all those things. And I want you to think about that right now. Think about yourself right now. Think about something that you're proud of about yourself in this moment. Maybe it's a shining characteristic of yours or something that you've accomplished. And then think back 5 years. You know, your old self maybe would have doubted that thing. Or if not doubted, maybe just didn't see it coming. And to me, that just really defines the power of potential. You know, think about it. What amazing and fulfilling things and growth can happen in the next 5 years or next year or the next month or the next day. I think it's just an astounding amount of possibility and potential. And I think not recognizing that and working towards it is a mistake. You know, being open to it is just such a powerful life realization that you can embrace. You can choose to embrace it. I think the bottom line here that I'm trying to get across is that we should just be open to all the possibilities that the future has to offer. At minimum, ask yourself, why not? You know, what's holding you back from being more hopeful, from being more glass half full or positive? You know, what's stopping you from just waking up and being confident that today, tomorrow, might be the best day of your life, that it could be a day you'll never forget? I think the great thing about this mindset in theory is that it's something that you kind of just flip a switch on. You don't really have to work up to this. You can just choose to see potential. yeah, sure, it might not stick. Okay, I get that. You know, you're not going to change your mentality overnight, but you can at least start today. You could start seeing potential. You could start seeing possibility. And I really do try to do this every single day. And the result, you know, it hasn't always been amazing things, but it's had an even better effect in that it encourages me to act, to be open and curious, to be more bold and confident, to take risks, meet more people, and just be more in touch with myself. You know, it's what's led me to really embrace this mindset. You know, because it's easy to get comfortable with what you have right now, with who you are right now. I get that. But I think when you contrast that with seeing the future as this huge opportunity, you tend to do more because you just want to take advantage of that. You see potential and you want that. I just booked a flight to Japan last night in a couple months. You know, I can't wait to see what that trip brings into my life. I think that's going to be awesome. I also booked a flight to Miami in two weeks because every time I go down there, something great happens. It's why I just put a big investment down on my business for next year, you know, because I believe the future holds great things for me. That potential moves me to take action. And at the end of the day, you know, I think that is what makes happy people happy. They take action, they learn from it, and then that becomes them. You know, there's no guessing when you do that. There's fewer regrets, fewer what ifs. You know, and there are so many little things in life that I think can turn your life around in an instant that can come about from just doing one little thing, just taking advantage of potential. You know, there is so much to do and see, you know, but our time is limited here. I think it's time that we realize that our lives are just filled with potential. We just have to open our minds to see that a bit more. And I'm telling you, this all sounds very theoretical, but you know, this shit is real. I'm telling you, you know, the universe responds to people who believe in potential. I'm telling you that. I got a call out of the blue this past week on Tuesday from somebody who introduced me to somebody who introduced me to somebody who introduced me to this person who in turn invited me to co-host a really special event for a huge brand in January with Nick Vile, the Bachelor guy, really cool guy. But you know, that came out of nowhere. You know, life-changing, maybe not, I don't know, but I'm excited to do it and what it brings into my life. That's the power of potential, you know, and I swear that the more I just embrace the possibility of the potential of tomorrow, and when I do that with enthusiasm, more amazing things happen. They just do. But again, at the same time, like, this mindset isn't always easy. Again, to my point earlier, it's easy to get comfortable and convince yourself that everything is fine and cool and you're happy with who you are right now, what you've achieved. But again, I, for one, don't want to settle. I never want to settle. I always want to continue to be hungry. That's why if you follow me on Instagram, you might know that the background of my phone is just two words that really do remind me to embrace potential and not be comfortable. And I alluded to it earlier, but those words are nah, bigger. Nah, comma, bigger. That's kind of like Ariana Grande's thank you next, you know, in regards to respecting yourself. But for me, it just reminds me to open my eyes to possibility that I can 10x everything in my life, you know, and that I could do that because the future is filled with potential and possibilities, endless ones, in my opinion. And it's my job then to remember that and go after them. And again, because I've taken to heart a lot of what I've talked about in previous episodes about confidence, self-esteem, big dick energy, you know, because of that, I've also convinced myself that I deserve bigger, you know, that I deserve it. And not in some delusional or egotistical way, but I've built confidence on my abilities that I know I have what it takes to achieve bigger and better and brighter things. I just need to do it. And I'm not some superhuman dude or anything. I'm just a regular guy who has just embraced this mindset. And I think you can too. So to wrap up, I want this episode to be shorter. I'll leave you with kind of what I think are two really helpful points so that you can adopt this mindset in your life. And again, not just adopt it because you heard some chill dude named Kay swear by it, but because you tried it and you've come to realize the absolute power it brings in your life. And the first one is, and again, I'm not going to sit here and give you some lame self-help rhetoric and just say, oh, just be positive and think glass half full. I'm sure that you can give me countless examples from your life about just real shit that's happening that makes having that mentality difficult. And I get that and I respect that. But I think it's about balance, that when it comes to your life, you have to just kind of look at it from a higher view. You know, balance being realistic and pragmatic with being an idealist and a glass half full person. You could balance those two things. You don't have to choose to be one or the other. You know, that means, you know, see just huge and enormous and bright potential in your future, but balance that, sure, okay, with the reality of your world right now. You know, don't get caught up in the minutia of your life or allow the normal negatives to overwhelm you. Acknowledge them. You know, you don't have to become some blind idealist who is has a goofy grin on their face and is always positive. You can look at your current circumstances, look them in the eye and acknowledge them. Acknowledge the past, see those things and let them be there. But then put that potential on top of it. And I think a second point that'll help in that is have a sense of urgency about you. Not to be a downer, but, you know, you're going to die. You know, we all are. And frankly, you never know when that might happen. And you can choose to live comfortable right now, you know, not really doing anything big because you're happy with what you have and content with who you are, you know, or you could think to yourself, nah, bigger, because you know you have so much potential and that the future can deliver on that. And, you know, when you doubt yourself, remember that. When you don't think you're capable of growing or that tomorrow maybe it's not worth it, think to yourself, nah, bigger. And remember that potential is all around you and it's what you make of it. And there's so much potential in tomorrow. And the first step to making it happen is realizing that and being positive towards it. You know, and to wrap up, staying positive and seeing potential and everything doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. Far from it. I'm a realistic guy. All it means is that you are confident that better days are coming and that you're worthy of them. So I wanted to right there. Wanted to keep it short and sweet, like 20 minutes. So go ahead, follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Tag me in your stories of you listening to the podcast. I'll share them. And as always, thank you. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the DMs, all the messages, all the shares, all the ratings and reviews. It really does mean a lot to me. So thank you so much. So until next episode, I'm out.